So that's for collecting samples in situ, determining real-time sort of values. With those multi-parameter probes, they're normally a logging probe these days, so you can again set the duration where you collect the samples. The ones that we're going to be using out there are designed to be used on the day, but there are models that are designed to be deployed at timescales of years. So there was quite a big program some years back that was looking at one of the catchments near Mossman, and they had quite a few of these long-term monitoring multi-probes out there. Another thing that we'd want to sample in an aqueous system is the sediment sitting at the bottom. So there are a number of grab samplers out there for collecting sediment. One here is the Van Veen bottom grab sampler. The function of these things then is to be dropped over the edge of a boat, hit the bottom of the sediment. When that happens, these two arms here, which are held open at the start, those arms then are released and the whole thing swings closed and grabs a bite of the sediment, and you then pull the thing up. There are little tricks at the bottom here to ensure that you don't lose your very fine sediment material, which often is the stuff of most interest. We've got one of these sitting up in my lab, so I can show you what a Van Veen sampler looks like. They are quite fun to use. Colliwazza. The Colliwazza then is a composite liquid waste sampler. So this is saying that, remember, at the interface, which is then between the sediment and the liquid, interesting stuff's happening. Now, it's often quite hard to distinguish between the two, so the Colliwazza does both. Down the bottom then, we have got the meaty end of this thing. We have got the open position, where we shove it down into the sediment-water interface. We then turn the handle at the top. It then locks off at the bottom, and we've now got a sample of our liquid and waste. Now, this can be used in a natural system. Obviously, it can be used in an industrial sense as well, if you've got some